So it is true because it is coming from Tom Skilling. 100 degrees yesterday at Midway, 100 at Midway today. That is the earliest back-to-back 100 days, you know, the 100 degree days, since 1934. It's never hit us this early. Usually that's a July thing or something. Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Annie Mazur's in for Kevin Powell. Mary Vandeveld is with us. And we were talking about this early, and it got people fired up. This new technology from Toyota that will detect if there is a breathing being in your back seat, whether that's a dog or a kid. Simon Roberts is with Toyota. Hey, Simon, thanks for joining us. So does it distinguish whether it is a dog or a child?
Yes, yeah, so the technology today, we primarily look for, is it an infant, a child, or an adult in the car? Or then if it's not one of those, is it your pet? So, exactly.
So 38 children die every year in the U.S. from being left in a hot car. And today we are at 100 degrees, Simon. I know you're not in the Chicago area, but it is extreme. This new technology is called cabin awareness. Other people were texting in about features that their cars have that alert them if something is in the car. But what makes this different, and if you weren't with us earlier, let me play this audio for you, because not only does it text you or call you if you have left the car with a breathing being in it, but this is what happens when you don't respond.
A lone occupant has been detected in your green Toyota Sienna for 2 minutes.
I got to tell you, Simon, we kind of laughed when we heard that, because it sounds like it's going to be loud. And if you're in the grocery store, somebody in the parking lot is going to hear it. And so that's part of the technology that has not been available before. That's not ever been available on any car manufacturer, has it? Or through the car manufacturer?
No, that's right. And that's one of the distinguishing features we're trying to develop with this system and this concept as it stands today is, you know, I don't know if you've ever, gone to the grocery store and you open your back door and you put your groceries down and then you get in and, you know, you sometimes get that reminder, right? Hey, check your back seat, but there's nothing there. It's just your groceries or just your gym bag or laptop bag or whatever. And, it's not actually a child. Or so, sometimes you just open the door just to get something out and then you close the door again and the car still tells you, hey, there's something in the car, but there's not, right? And the difference between this system is we're using machine learning or AI intelligence to really actually detect, okay, what is back there? Is it just your backpack or, you know, some inanimate object? Or is it a real living, breathing being, right? Be it your pet or a human. So the accuracy is a lot higher with this, and we don't want to false alert anybody, right? When we do set that alarm off or send you a text message or what have you, you know, we want to make sure that that's an accurate alarm that's going off.
And how long did it take you to develop this technology?
So we had a what we call a hackathon, which is just an event where a bunch of folks get together in a room, and we did that for 36 hours at the Texas headquarters for Toyota here in Dallas. And that was in 2019, October 2019. My team won that hackathon, the 36-hour event. And then from there, pretty much we got working almost immediately on it. We still had our day jobs as well for the first year or so. So we were kind of like splitting our time, 50% working on this and then 50% working on our regular jobs. And kind of beginning of 2021, like, I approached our executive management team saying, hey, there's something to this. You know, the initial concept is there's more to this than just a 36-hour test event. And they agreed, and we started putting the team together. And so really the last year and a half, we've been pushing extra hard on it and building a team around it. And yeah, we're at a point where we can kind of show it off as the concept today and spread the word about the hot car issue, you know.
Yeah, so when do you think that it will become available in vehicles?
You know, I'd love to be able to tell your listeners, you know, that this is something we could roll out immediately. The fact is, because we're looking at making this as accurate as possible, right, Toyota's known for safety and quality and reliability. We want to make sure that anything we put into our vehicles, especially when it relates to our most precious cargo, right, our kids or our pets, that we're right all the time. And so we don't have an exact timeline right now, but the team is diligently working day in, day out on this system to make sure that we don't have any false positive alerts, or worse, a false negative alert where somebody does leave their child and we don't alert in that case. So we want to make sure we get it right.
Simon Roberts is with Toyota, and we're talking about what people are calling hot car technology, where this technology will detect a breathing person or animal in your vehicle. And somebody just sent in a text, Simon. They said, is the alarm in the front seat for it? They're concerned about that because they said they see older people who are left in the car when their adult children go shopping or whatever. They see it a lot in mall parking lots. And maybe, I'll tell you what, I saw an older person in a Tesla and the alarm went off and she didn't know how to get out. And, you know, I'm standing on the outside trying to talk her through it. I realized I didn't know what I was doing either. And so there are issues where there are older people as well who are left in these hot cars.
That's right. And so we're evaluating all of those options, right? You asked about timelines, and that's kind of one of those things, right? We want to make sure that we do this right. And, you know, we talk about our vulnerable users, our vulnerable customers, that it is not just infants and pets, right? But maybe, you know, we're still evaluating what that could look like. Maybe there's a mode that we can run where, you know, we give the driver an option when they get out. Hey, do you want to set some monitoring on here? Or, hey, there's still somebody in the car. You know, are you sure this is okay, right? And so these are the sort of we call them edge cases that we want to look around and make sure that the system's really dialed in, you know.
Well, I hope that we'll see you at the Chicago Car Show next year unveiling this kind of technology and letting us know that it is becoming readily available, because with 38 children dying every year in our country and we know hundreds and hundreds of pets dying in hot cars, it seems something I would hope that it would eventually be in all vehicles.
That's right. And that's our hope too, Lisa, that we can build this as an industry standard, and that we can really rally the whole industry around this, and not just in the U.S., right, but preferably worldwide. And it just becomes a system that's available to parents and pet owners and vulnerable folks everywhere, really, that, you know, if this is available, and we're here to partner with you and help provide an additional peace of mind.
And Simon, next time Toyota has you working on this project and your regular job, you tell them that this is important.
Absolutely. My leadership, they saw that pretty quickly. and they granted that permission real quick. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. Have a good day. It's 527. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.